Guys, welcome to Better Bachelor. This is Joker with a face for radio and a voice for print. Tonight, I'm going to talk about a very fun post that was posted just about a month ago by a guy named Eyes and Heart here on Reddit. And he did a little experiment. I guess he was dating, and he said, "Well, while I'm dating, I'm going to record and track some of my dates and how they've gone." I don't know if he was seeing it, if it was worth his time, but there's some good data here. And since 80% of dating occurs by swiping on these apps or various things like that, I thought this might be a fun discussion to talk about tonight. So he says, over 2 years, I've had over 500 matches and gone on exactly 100 dates. Out of curiosity, I took notes, a lot of notes. Thought I'd share all the numbers of what I experienced going on 100 dates. Enjoy. Now, and this has had 12,000 views, and it's got lots of little thumbs up kind of stickers that you can give to somebody. And so a lot of people like the post, and this is on the Reddit thread Tinder. So it's just, you know, about dating. And of course, right below that, it says, "Sorry, this post has been removed by the moderators of our Tinder. Moderators remove posts from feeds for a variety of reasons, including keeping communities safe, civil, and true to their purpose." The Reddit of Tinder is true to its perfect purpose about talking about Tinder. Why did they remove it? Because it didn't show some women in very good graces, I guess. It made it maybe a bad lighting on them. So I'll leave a link to this if you'd like to read through the post. It's a very big one. But I took the screen grab here of his dating accomplishments here. And we're going to read through them because, again, this is either more proof that either A, dating apps are a waste of your time. B, dating is a waste of your time. C, a lot of the women that are out there think better of themselves than they actually are. Not to say that guys don't, but I mean, this guy took the time to do some data. And so let's take a look at this. We'll have some fun with it. He says 500 matches, 100 dates from February 2018 to April 2020. I've matched with 500 women on dating apps and went on dates with 100 of those matches. I've kept notes on every single date as well as every single match. Here are the numbers I've compiled. Enjoy. So he kind of said the same thing. But it took him, now, and this is a guy I looked at his thread. It's not a one-off post. He used his actual username on Reddit. He's a guy about my age. I think I saw him posting a picture of like his high school graduation photo or something or other. And it was right around the same time mine was. So he's around my age. And so here's the experiences that guys, and it's going to be like this, whether you're my age or younger, of course. So he says, "Where did I meet everyone? 161 on Tinder, 133 on Hinge, 114 on Bumble, 66 on Match, OkCupid, 14, and plenty of fish or plenty of trash, 12. And now on 161 matches on Tinder, he only accomplished 19 dates out of that. That's about a 13%. So even if you do happen to get a match with somebody, the ability to actually get on a date and not waste your time is about 13%. The rest look okay, although plenty of fish. He went on 8 dates out of 12. But if you've ever been on plenty of fish, that's not hard to see because there's not very good pickings there. So he says, profiles of my 500 matches. And listen to these numbers because this is very telling of what the market's like for gentlemen today. 488, so basically 48 out of 50, had photos of them exercising. So, they must be healthy and into it, right? 481 had them eating or drinking. So they're just as much into stuffing their faces. 464 had at least one photo in their profile they were not in. Pictures of food, nature, art, etc. Who cares? 441 had moderately filtered photos. That's right. They got to get rid of the forehead wrinkles and the crow's feet. And again, he's around my age, so he might have been going on dates with women in their 30s and 40s. But 440 out of 500, so basically 88% there, had moderately filtered photos. 408 had photos of them hiking. 315 had photos of only their head or face. And we know what this is, right? This is where they do the thing where they hold it up like that, just enough to get rid of the double chin, and you can see the big bobs. Because if she's 200 pounds, she's going to have some kazambas on her, right? So she holds it up high, gets rid of the double chins, and lets you see a little bit of the cleavage right there, and that's about as spicy as you get until they show up. Let's see, 291 had memes or quotes as photos. Again, who cares? Profile said no hookups, 273. So half of them said no hookups. Now I'm going to let you in a little hint for those of you still on these dating apps. When it says no hookups, that means she'll hook up. It means that when she's gone on other dates, she didn't have the inner strength, I guess, to say no. And she went on dates with guys she was attracted to, and she hooked up with them. And she said, I don't want to hook up anymore, but I can't say no to it. So I'll put in no hookups. So these guys, but guys are still going to, because everyone I ever went on that said no hookups was a hookup. 267 had Snapchat animations in their photos, crowns or flowers, puppy dog ears. These are women in their 30s and 40s that are putting cutesy little overlays of puppy dog ears and them doing silly things. Maybe it's because they don't like their face just on its own. 206 had heavily filtered photos. That's 40% had heavily filtered photos. 200 referenced Donald Trump, either good or bad. 197 spoke negatively about prior relationships. So if that's 40% said something bad about their ex in their dating profile, already they're complaining about their ex before they've even made it on a date with you. 162 had cats in their pictures. Cat ladies in practice. 91 of them only had one photo in their profile. Okay. So here's let's drill down this a little more, because this is kind of fun. Did my dates look like their profiles in real life? Now, let me stop here for a second and say, hey, I've had some pictures taken of me, and I felt like they're not the most flattering. But here's the thing. That's what you look like, you know? And so what they do is they'll take a photo and retake it, maybe doctored up, so their profile looks good, somewhere in the line forgetting that when they show up, you get to see the real them. And it kind of blows it if you go through this time talking with somebody, trying to get to know them, they show up, and 71% were heavier than their profile showed. And I've encountered this myself when I used to be on these dating apps. A good portion of them were heavier or had hid it very well. 71% were heavier than their profile showed. 66% looked older than their stated age. So those filters being used. Or older photos, which means that they had an older photo that made them look younger and thinner. They used that photo for their profile. 38% looked nothing like their profiles. Meaning, since both of these percentages are over 50%, that means that some percentage of them were heavier and older than their stated age. So even if you make a match and you're chatting up with these girls, you might be getting catfished. They may not look like what you think they are. Okay, now this another thing. 100 dates. The most expensive date was $237. What are you doing for $237? That's never going to be now he says that's the most expensive date, but he doesn't say that's the most expensive like a first date. So it might have been the 5th or the 7th or the 10th, because he did go on multiple dates with some of these girls. But I'm telling you right now, $237 for a date. Now, that's not happening until you're way deep into a relationship, and usually by then I'm out. But here's something. He says $78.51 was the average date cost. Now, remember, he went on 100 of them. That's $7,800 he spent to go on these dates. $7,800. And you'll see how many of these gals he actually slept with. But it comes out to be a very expensive. Number of times a date paid? 3. They must have been the unattractive ones that thought he was better than them. Number of times a date split the check, 27. So that's basically 30 out of 100. So 30% did split it. I doubt those are the girls he was going to see again or wanted to see him again. Number of matches. Now, this is a good one, too. Number of matches that tried to get me to sign up for their private spicy adult site or their OnlyFans site. 141 matches. So out of the 500 matches, 141 of them, which is basically 28%, were doing it to solicit business on there so they could try to get a new viewer to their spicy stuff. Okay. He says, first date impressions, 31% were dressed like they just rolled out of bed. They're not even putting effort into it. 26% were dressed like they just left the gym. Probably the same 31% that looked like they just rolled out of the bed. So the gym clothes probably were, the kind of the clingy yoga pants, stuff like that. 61% had on way too much makeup. 36% had on too much perfume. 53% had their hair up in a messy bun. 18% wore heels. 91% couldn't put their phones away. 91% couldn't dedicate the time that they were on the date to the person they were on the date to. They were busy checking their social media, maybe flirting with other guys, maybe talking to their friends. Everything was more important than the person that she was on the date with 91% of the time. This, for me right there, that is a deal breaker. Like, if I'm out with somebody, and I'm not norm, or I used to not be like this, but if I did go out on a date with somebody and I said, hey, you know, I noticed you keep checking your phone. Is everything okay? Yeah, I'm just checking Facebook or check. Well, can we, you know, can we put a chill on that? Because my time is limited. I'm here to get to know you and see what you're about. And if the phone is more important than me, then we're not off to a good start. Now, I might not say that briskly, but you got to get it out there. Because if not, then if that phone goes off and she checks it again, I'll be like, yeah, can I just get the check? I'll lay down, like, if my bill came to $10 or $8 or whatever for the coffees, I'll lay it down enough for my bill and the tip. And I go, here's my part of this. I'm not waiting around. You're a waste of my time. And you leave. You just walk out. You don't turn around. You don't get in an argument about it. You don't fight. You don't try to tell her why you just leave. That's the best, you know, the best way to get your point across is to just walk out of a situation. Because number one, you're not lowering your standards. You're not arguing. You're not getting a confrontation in the middle of a place, but you're properly embarrassing her because she's embarrassing you because people on the other end of that phone or social media is more important to you. And this is the other thing, 93% are late. Now, when you're late, what you're saying is my time and my leisure and me getting around, or apparently they were all messy. So me getting around and getting dressed and getting ready and getting, that's a New York expression, by the way, getting around. It just means getting around your house to get all your makeup and your stuff ready. That means that their time is more valuable than your time. So again, instant big red flag. If someone's late on their first date, they better have a seriously good excuse. And if they're late on a second one, I'm out. It's just not worth my time. So he said he had the 100 first dates. He had 38 second dates, 21 third dates, he had 7 plus dates with 9 of them. So, you know, some of them did turn out okay. He went on multiple dates. He said 41 kissed on the first date, and he took 16 of them to the bedroom on the first date. So, hey, that's a 16% closure rate on the first date. And again, multiples, he went out with 38 second dates, 21 had a third dates. And I'm assuming these are all the same out of the same. So if he had 38% that made a second date of that, 21% made a third date of that, 9% made it 7 plus dates. So out of 38, out of 100 dates, he had 38 second dates. And so he may have been with 38 or 21 or he, you know, so, but on the first date, he was with 16 of them. Okay. Now, here's what you got to sit through to try to get to that fun, good times in the bedroom and maybe a second date. Here's the first date conversations he had. 87% talked about their kids. Now, again, he's closer to probably my age, so the odds that they have kids are better. And, you know, I can see bringing it up when if you're saying like, oh, I have two kids, one does soccer, one does. I get it, especially if you're a little bit older. And it's a good way to let the guy know that you have kids in your life. When you're younger, that's probably a bit of a red flag if you're in your young 20s. But if you're a little bit older, I get it. 77% were scorned by an ex. Now, remember, this is first date conversation. They're already complaining about their ex. See, and I've never in my life been on a date with a woman and heard her say, you know something, he was a good guy. I just screwed it up, or I wasn't ready, or I cheated on him, or I did something wrong. I never have heard a woman say, I get goofed up. It's always the guy's fault in every date I've ever been on. So the minute you're on a date, she's already talking bad about an ex, that she was scorned by an ex, another huge red flag. Like, that's a problem to begin with. 73% said they have trust issues. You're done right there. If she has trust issues, get out. Get out, because she's already on the ropes. Like, it's already going to be bad. 71% talked about politics and Orange Man Bad. So 71% of them obviously were liberal and didn't like President Trump. So they wanted to talk about politics and complain about that. 68% talked about past and present medical problems. Now, I don't know about you, but probably the last thing you want to bring up on a date is all your ailments, your mental instabilities, all your other problems. again, these are all huge percentages. 60, 70, 80% are, these are all bad conversations to get right out of the gate. 64% said they don't have time to date. Yet here they are out dating. So what are they out there dating for? They're out there dating because they want to feel like they're important, they're pretty, they're desirable, that guys still find them attractive, to feel better about themselves because they feel hollow and empty and they're down in the dumps and they want you to buy her dinner and you to treat her like she's special so she feels better about herself even though she really doesn't want to spend time with you. Because if you say, hey, I really don't have time to date, to me that sounds like, hey, I really don't have time to date you. Like I'm just not into you. Because I guarantee you, if Henry Cavill, the guy that plays Superman, right? If Henry Cavill walked in and he pulled up in his Ferrari and walked in a tuxedo and he's like, hey, I'm looking for a girlfriend I'd like to spend, you know, at least one or two dates a week with, I guarantee you she'd have plenty of time to date him. 62% said they are suffering from some form of depression. That's not good. 62%, again, the majority of women, over 50%, majority of women are not happy about the way that the dating, that work is going, that being single is going. They can claim they're, you know, proud and free and young and all this stuff, but as the years accumulate and you don't have a family to show for it and you don't have a guy to show for it, you don't have, and you realize you're going to have to work right up until retirement, again, going back to the 161 cat photos, they realize, hey, this might not be such a good deal. Look, when you're young and you're attractive and gravity hasn't taken its toll and all your, and you don't have any of the wrinkles and everybody, yes, youth is beauty and beauty is youth and men will want to be with you. But as that goes away and that attention doesn't come anymore, you're going to realize it's kind of a lonely, lonely place. 57% talked about their current financial situation. That could be either good or bad. So, but I'm guessing it's probably bad. So maybe they got a great promotion. That's awesome. But again, why is money a big important? Remember, this is first date stuff. You don't even know what each other's hobbies are, if you like each other, what you have in common. But no, we're going to get right into complaining about exes. Here's my medical problems. I'm sad all the time. I probably drink to excess and I got money problems. Oh boy, I can't wait to go on a second date with you. So again, he said 41 he kissed on the first date, 16 he went to the bedroom with on the first date. Here's what I found interesting. 24 wanted to go to the bedroom on the first date. So 24 of them wanted to sleep with him. 16 he actually did. Now, in his other, on his Reddit post of this, I read down, and he said two of them were like, they looked old enough to be my mom. Two of them were like way unattractive. One was like my kid's math teacher. So he had some other various reasons. And he said, who made the first move? This is what was interesting. When it came to the bedroom, who made the first move? 62% they did, 38% he did. Can you believe that? So 62% they made the first move. Now, it's as a guy, I can say, hey, it's awesome. I don't have to put myself out there. I don't have to take the lurch. The women are coming for it. That's great. But here's the thing. If you're going to date somebody for the long term and you've got a woman that's kind of aggressive like this and is comfortable in saying, hey, let's go back to my place to fool around. I don't know about you, but there's a big part of me that says, you know something? Any girl that's aggressive like this with me, I assume is aggressive like this with other men. That makes me think she's probably got a high partner count. She's not shy about being uninhibited in the bedroom. And that's not some, I don't have any trust in that, because that means that she puts very little value on sleeping around. And so it's not going to be hard for her to step out on me and give that gift to somebody else while we're dating. You never know. She may have the creepy crawlies and you may have to get yourself checked after spending some time to him. Okay, so the bad. Here's the bad. Okay, now remember, this is out of 100 dates. Two stalked him. Two were creeping after him. 13 ghosted him. Just straight up ghosted him. 9 asked to borrow money. Maybe those 9 were the part of the percentage up there that were saying that they had to talk about their financial situation. 4 cried on the first date. You're going to tell me you're ready to date if you're out there on a date and the woman you're sitting there with, she's crying? She's not ready to date. She's got problems over an ex, got some stress in her life. That's a person that needs to spend, all these women are people that need to spend some time alone and come to terms with where they are in their life and get some acceptance, get some therapy, get some help, because you're not in a good place when on a first date, someone's crying. 4% crying. One, I had to call the police on, he said. And three, broke the law when with me. And that could be something like not paying a bill, maybe sneaking a little something into her purse while they were walking through a store and she shoplifted, who knows. And three said they loved me on the first date. Yeah, that sounds mentally stable. So, you know, when we look at the percentages here, he didn't really break down the good stuff. So I would have liked to hear him break down the good stuff of, like, you know, 8%, we had a really good conversation with, or 10% were this. But when you start adding this up, I mean, if you just looked at the ones that stalked him, ghosted him, acted to borrow money, cried, all that, that right there alone is almost 25, 30% right there. 17 of them drank to excess. You look at these percentages about who talked about what, all of them, the majority of these, more than half talked about exes, kids, trust issues, politics, medical conditions, suffering from being extremely sad. I mean, that's it. That's just, again, this is why these online dating apps don't work. And remember, $7,800, and he was with 16 of them. Now, I don't have a calculator right on hand here, but how much is that if you were with 16 women? And one of you will do the math and put it down in the comments below. $7,800 for 100 dates, $78 average cost, $7,800 to bed 16 women and to go on. And only 9 of them did he go on 7+ dates. So, you know, $7,800 divided by 9. That's how much money it cost him to find one woman worth dating. All right, guys, I'll leave that portion of there. Now it is time to talk about our dating profile of the day. So this young lady, I use the term loosely. Now I'll give her this. Number one, she's standing in what looks like lingerie, like a teddy. She doesn't look to be heavy, and she looks to be in relatively good shape from what I can tell of the picture. That being said, she's 51. She works at a university. She's probably a professor or an admin at a university. And here's what she says. Tinder often plays up and I can't see messages despite alerts. Okay, that means she's getting slow to get back to you. She says, I'm confident, sassy. And I'm gonna tell you what that means. Confident means she's cocky and argumentative, or she's full of herself and doesn't want to hear what your opinion is. And sassy means she's argumentative and likes to argue and have her way. Okay, I just thought I'd translate that as we read. I'm a confident, sassy Kiwi who is classy and well-mannered, but has a naughty side. Okay. If you're just putting it out there on a dating app that you have a naughty side as a woman, basically you're just saying, I'm here to sleep with somebody. And she gets to that, but. Now, here's a surprise, fellas. I like very tall, fit, intelligent, and charismatic men who are above average in every way. I'm sure you do. And you know something? I like beautiful, buxomed, long-haired, svelte, thin, petite, funny, rich women that just want to sleep with me all and multiple times a day. Yes, okay, we all have our dreams. Now let's bring ourselves back to reality. Now, and again, she may be 51. She may be attractive. Her face is kind of hidden by the phone. She's not really. But at 51, you don't get to go out there and say, I deserve somebody that is tall and fit and intelligent, charisma, and above average in every way. I may be average, but you should be above average. Now, maybe she is above average. Does she do anything to sell herself? Nope, not at all. Don't swipe right on me if you smoke, want a mistress, have a dad bod, or a wife partner. So you have to be athletic, guys. Tall and fit. Now, here's what just blew me away. At 51, is she looking for a good relationship? Is she looking for somebody to settle down with? Nope. What'd she say? My ideal first date would be meeting you in a hotel bar. Instant attraction building over drinks, flirting and laughter. Subtle touches to entice, not wanting the evening to end. Now, I don't know about you, but if she had just said my first ideal date would be meeting you in a pub, and we talk and we listen to music and flirting and laughter and we flirt and then we don't want the night to end, that makes me think that you maybe you want to sit down and listen to good music and have great conversation, reminisce about the past, see what you have in common. When you say a hotel bar, that is hookup time. That is, hey, let's go have a couple of drinks downstairs. We don't have to drive anywhere. We don't have to get a taxi. We just have to stumble to the elevator, go up four floors, and we're there. What a good catch at 51. Even if this gal was 31 or 21, this is not somebody that you, there are so many red flags here. There's just too many red flags. I won't even say the CCP party stuff because that's too easy. Too many red flags. This is just steer away. Because this is somebody that is not in the right mind. All right, guys, I'm going to leave it there. I thought you'd get a good kick out of some of these numbers. I know I went a little bit long tonight, but there it is, $7,800 just to get 16 semi-attractive or attractive enough for him into bed. Only 9 of them did he go on multiple dates with beyond 3. And he, in the meantime, had 20 or 25 that he needed to either evade, call the police on. They stalked him. They cried. That sounds like so much work just to have a little bit of fun. I know some of you younger guys whose testosterone levels are still high and the little man is thinking better than the big man up here. I know a lot of you say, yeah, I'd still put up with all that. If you're going to do that, be smart, be safe, make sure to wrap everything up. Make sure that you're very careful about it. That still doesn't guarantee that you're going to be safe, but best of luck to you and more for you. Quite honestly, more for you, because if you're still willing to put up with this stuff, there's going to be plenty of gals left over for you. They're not going to be high quality, but at least maybe you'll have a high count. I don't know, because I know there's so many of us that are out from this. All right, guys, if you'd like to support my work, links are below as always. If you have, thank you very much. And thank you for the messages you send in on the donations. And thank you to those of you who have joined me over on Locals, betterbachelor.locals.com. You can always message me over there if you're a supporting member. I really appreciate it, guys. And I try to read everything that I can. If you do want to message me directly or get a hold of me, the best way is over at my betterbachelor.locals.com as a member, or you can send me an email. Link is on my main about page. Guys, I'll leave it there. This is Better Bachelor. I'm Joker. Remember, it's a mess. The dating apps are where 80% of it happens, and everything you find there is a mess. If you're going to try to make a go of it, go for the hookup thing. If you're doing that on the dating apps, it's going to be a lot of work for very little return. Or go with a pro, hire a pro, and just, you know where, what you're getting on that end. Or just dip out, save your $7,800, buy yourself an awesome motorcycle, put it halfway into a nicer car, a hobby of yours, or invest it. That 78 grand, if you're young enough, will turn into $100,000 to $150,000 by the time you're my age. Guys, that's it for me. This is Better Bachelor. I'm Joker. Peace out.